Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Recco in for Boomer this morning. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
What is up? How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little confused as to Boomer on the road because there was a group text that was happening last night.
Now, I was not in this.
Yeah, you were not in it because Boomer does not like the fact you do not have an iPhone and it screws up
Isn't
his
awesome?
Entire...
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about to now go get a droid because of this. But anyway, so he's down in Miami, and we talked about this yesterday. He's shooting this Super Bowl's greatest commercials deal. And yes.
Good for him.
Yeah, hit that twice. So anyway, He checks into this hotel because they do it from the stadium that the Super Bowl is going to be played in every year. He takes a picture of what he's looking at from his hotel room.
I'm going to guess ocean.
Beautiful ocean, beach, pool area where you like zoom in on the people that are hanging out in the pool. They're all like models, guys, girls, zero body fat hanging out, drinking pina coladas.
Resticles.
So this is what he sends. Then after that, it's this about Carlos Beltran, this about Alex Cora, this about a segment on radio.com that he heard Mike do. This is what he's sending us. So I wrote him back. I said, go down to the bar next to the pool.
And have fun.
Go get yourself a drink. Yeah. Then go get a massage and stop doing this. You're not working tomorrow. We got to do the Cora stuff. We got to do the Beltran stuff. We got to listen to things. You can go and chill, man. It was like unbelievable.
Clear
unplug.
Your mind. Right. Clear your mind from all the crap and just enjoy yourself.
We could not be more different in those ways. Like if I'm in that hotel room, the last thing I'm thinking about is streaming other radio shows to hear what they're talking about.
Tune in for Mike Francesca.
Man, Al, what were you thinking when all those were coming in? Like, is this guy nuts?
Yes, I thought, where is he bored right now? But then knowing he was on that balcony overlooking the pool
right.
and the
well,
beach.
Let me ask you this. Yes, but haven't you ever been on vacation where you have a couple of beers, you're sitting on the terrace, you're overlooking the ocean or the pool, you're seeing palm trees, and you're sitting there with your phone? And you're just thinking about things, and all of a sudden, something pops up. Not you, Eddie. You hike in the mountains in Colorado. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, I'm
talking
not like that people. Either on vacation. Like maybe
never
if it,
once.
Maybe if it's just like a regular beach day on Long Island in the summer, I'll look at the phone. But if I'm on vacation in the winter, I tell you, man, I take the Twitter app off my phone.
Well, I didn't say Twitter. I'm just like things are going through your mind. We're with him every day, and he decided to get engaged.
It's show topic stuff, and he's not here for the next 2 days.
But he was very passionate about this topic yesterday.
He
was he not?
He was, and a lot of people are, and I understand why. It's just one of those things that, like, I was thinking, go enjoy yourself. When you come back, it'll still be going on. We'll still be talking about Beltran when you come back. All that stuff, it'll still be there for you
By
to
the way,
dissect.
Can't we keep running the same commercial and just put them in front of a green screen for the updates?
Yeah, I know. I thought about that. Like, right? It's Super Bowl's greatest commercials, but yet there's only like a new batch every year.
Yeah.
And not all of them are great.
We're
right?
still going to have the Steeler one. Who was it? The
Mean
Joe Green.
Yeah,
and
with the
Coke.
Coke. Yep.
Right. I mean, we're going to see the same commercials and the Clydesdales.
The Clydesdale, the one with Ian Eagle's dad with Xerox. Remember that one?
That's Ian Eagle's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That famous commercial. It's Ian Eagle's
really?
Father. He was a comedian. He got that commercial, and that's what he was famous for. That particular commercial. Yeah. So yeah, it's probably the same ones they run over.
Boring.
None of
that. No.
It's not
on,
what
Boomer.
We said, man.
It's your commercials.
Yeah, no. Those are good. It's a fun show, but it's just
boring.
No. It's a good show. It's a good show. But it made me excited about going down to the Super Bowl, that's for sure. But
well, yeah. Maybe the picture was where we're gonna be staying. Did you ever think
not.
Of that?
No. I asked
it's
him.
Not.
I asked him.
Oh.
No, we
all
asked.
Right.
Is that the
was he at the Fountain Blue? Like, where is he?
I'm not gonna say where he is.
But something along those lines.
Yeah, I think even nicer than
we
that.
Will not be along those lines.
Yeah, no, I wasn't familiar with the place, but I told my wife, I said, look at this picture, and she goes, where is that? I said, this place. And she
You going
oh.
tomorrow?
She goes, oh. That place.
We'll be there Friday, really Saturday, nice. Sunday.
Yeah. I'd love that, but that's not going to happen either. But anyway, okay. So the thing that Boomer was fired up about, a lot of people are Alex Cora, the latest to go. We knew that was going to happen once you read the report, and then the Astros did what they did. The Red Sox, however, though, they get out in front of it. They fire Alex Cora before the suspensions. Who knows what the suspensions will be? It might be longer than A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. It might end up being a year and a half or 2 years, whatever it is. But he is no longer the manager of the Boston Red Sox. And now everybody goes to the next person in the firing line, which we were talking about yesterday, in Carlos Beltran. And I don't see these things the same way. I don't see A.J. Hinch. I don't see Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran all together. I see Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch more similar. I see Alex Cora as being the most egregious offender in this situation. But the thing that people tend to forget is that Carlos Beltran is the only player that has been named in this whole report. And I believe one of the reasons, if not the main reason, why he was named as the only player is because he's not playing anymore and he's not protected. There's not going to be a big fight with the Players Association. Now, he got a job with the Mets after this. And the interview process that he went through with the Mets, none of this was out there. He got hired and then the story came out. So the Mets couldn't ask him those questions in the hiring process. Now, if you go, and the Major League Baseball did not end up doing any sort of discipline with Carlos Beltran, you know, but if the Mets end up firing him as the only, and now he is being punished as the only player in that thing, then all these other players that were involved are getting away scot-free. That, to me, is a major distinction. He was not in a position of power when this was going on.
I think the whole thing's stupid. I really do. The idea that we're talking about Carlos Beltran possibly being fired is lunacy. The fact that, really, that the Red Sox parted ways with Alex Cora, I think, is silly. A.J. Hinch being fired, the more I've thought about it, stupid. The suspensions were handed down. I don't see what... I went back.
Yeah, you went back. Look at you going back.
I did, because this whole notion that they cheated their way to a championship...
Well, these are two different things, though. Like, all right, so them cheating and paying the price is one thing. Cheating them ways to championships is another conversation.
For sure. Right. But it's all, to me, all part of this story.
Okay.
We're talking about 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this genius plan that has had them cheating their way to wins, where was the cheating happening?
What do you mean? Where? It was in Houston.
It was in Houston.
Right.
Did they devise this amazing plan on the road?
I don't believe so.
We have not seen that, have we?
In Houston. Yeah, I know. You're gonna give me run totals in some of these games.
I'm gonna give you, because this is the part that I simply don't understand. If this plan was so amazing, mm-hmm. and that's why the Astros were your World Series champions in 2017, just explain to me this. Because I would think if you devised this amazing plan that we would see stark differences in terms of, and I just went to batting average, because to me that's the easiest thing people understand and they get. Not only are the differences not stark, they go the other way. And I didn't do guys like J.D. Davis played 25 games. I didn't do him. But I did the big guys. Number one, Altuve, home 311, away 381. That really worked well for him, huh? Really got a big advantage, didn't he?
Yeah, well, here's the thing I'll give you. And I'm sure, how many guys have better road averages?
Three.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
Okay.
Out of, and I only went, like I said, I went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I did the top 11 players on that
so
team.
So only
three out of 11
hit better average-wise at home.
At home.
All right, so I'll give you this. And those are stats that are worth noting. But when you get to the level that the Astros were playing at as one of the better teams,
sure.
in baseball and then the best team in baseball, you know, the margin of error between the teams is so small.
Right.
And if you get a slight advantage in any way.
But where's the advantage?
But looking at large sample size batting averages is not what we're talking about. Where the advantage could be is, you know, one particular at bat in the fifth inning,
okay.
where they get it right and a guy knows that a breaking ball is coming and he's able to drive that in the gap where the other team does not.
As opposed to when they guess right? It's all the same.
No, I don't think that guessing and knowing
came out and said the worst thing that he would have wanted when he was hitting was any distraction or being told what was coming, because it takes away the focus from what he needs to do.
But these guys obviously felt that it was helping.
But it didn't work.
But here's the thing. It could have. But when you're talking in a particular situation.
Come on,
you go batting average is fine. But also there's a bunch of other factors that are there. You know, pitchers that they are pitching against that may suck. You know, different ballparks that the ball travels different. Like, there's so many other factors. You can't say that the batting average and attach it to the sign stealing thing is say that's the be all end all.
But we're talking about in some ways. Marwin Gonzalez was 50 points better on the road.
I did the big guys.
50 points.
You did the big guys, yes.
Well, that was going back to the app from yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, but here, when you are trying to win baseball games and there are specific moments where you have an advantage that the other team does not, That's all that we're talking about here.
But we don't even know if that occurred. I mean, all right, so they had these moments that you say, okay, fine. Well, how about the moments they had the pitch and they failed?
Sure.
It's no different. I mean, 3 out of 10 times for most of these guys, they're going to succeed anyway. You're telling me that, oh, this is great. You're telling me that all of a sudden, because they were banging on the drum, that it was a lock in that spot they were going to hit?
No, they didn't. That's a leap that you're making that I don't think everybody else is making. What the point is, like, just because you can gain a slight advantage that your opponent doesn't have doesn't mean you're making the leap that it's the most amazing scheme and you can never fail with that. All you need is a little bit of an unfair competitive advantage that you have obtained through rules that you have broken.
See,
for this thing to be an issue.
Fine. If the numbers were the other way, I'd agree with you.
But that doesn't tell the whole story. I'm not saying
it tells the whole story. My point is they devised a plan to cheat. And I think the main part of the story is they're a bunch of idiots because they had this wonderful plan. And to me, it didn't work. And yet they still won. You know why they won? Because the Yankees scored 3 runs in 4 games in Houston.
Sure.
That's why they won.
Right.
Because their pitching was sensational.
I've been pretty consistent with this, where I have not said that the reason why they won those championships is because they have cheated. I have said that it's worse for Major League Baseball that the last 2 World Series champions before the Washington Nationals had this scheme and they went on to win a World Series. There's no doubt about it that makes it worse, but I don't believe that they won these World Series because they cheated. But the fact is that there are rules in Major League Baseball where you are not allowed to use electronics to be able to steal signs. The commissioner came out and said, if you do this, there will be major penalties, and they still went on and did it.
And I'll go back to my original point, is not that they shouldn't have been punished and that they broke rules and crossed lines. I'll go back to, if I'm the Astros, I wouldn't have fired the manager, and the whole point is Carlos Beltran. I would not fire Carlos Beltran.
Right.
I can't even believe it's a conversation.
Right, and I'm with you on that. But, you know, when you are the manager and the general manager, and you're aware of these rules that are being broken on your team and you're doing nothing about it, you know, that's why you're in these positions, these management positions, is, you know, the buck stops with you. And that's what's going to happen. And when Rob Manfred said that he was going to punish the manager, the general manager, and those guys, if they're caught, he followed through on that. So that was all out there.
I had no issue with that.
Now, the Beltran thing, I'm with you on, because he was a player. And the Mets, and this is the question that I don't know if we'll ever know, is if the Mets knew about Carlos Beltran's involvement in this prior to the hiring cycle, would they have taken him seriously as a candidate? And I think my answer is, with the public pressure out there, I'd probably say no.
I would agree.
But that's a hypothetical now that we're way past.
Right.
Now we're in a situation where they already hired him. This is an issue with the Houston Astros. This is not an issue with the New York Mets. And he is now the manager of the team, not a player who was partaking in this video stuff. So if you're one of these people that says Carlos Beltran absolutely needs to be punished for this and it's up to the Mets to do that, then okay, fine. Then Major League Baseball needs to go back and they need to punish Carlos Beltran for it and every other player that was involved. Because just because he retired and got a managerial job doesn't mean that he needs to be punished more than the other players that were partaking in
this. Because they're protected by the union, right. Essentially.
Yeah, that's all it's about.
Right, exactly.
Because if you talk to anybody who's got any knowledge of the Players Association in baseball, Rob Manfred does not want this thing to drag out for the rest of his life. And that's exactly what would be going on. There'd be litigation. There would be fights. There would be headlines. The Players Association is not going to lie down if they were taking money out of the pockets, Major League Baseball, it is, out of their players' pockets. No way. So Manfred, in this whole deal, what he's thinking is, what is the way where I look like I'm handling this in a stern way, but also getting it over with? And this is the way to do
it. And I thought he did. And that was my point initially. I thought what Major League Baseball did was enough. And if the Red Sox thought they had their guy in Alex Cora, then they shouldn't have fired him. And if the Mets think they have their guy in Carlos Beltran, do not fire him before he manages a game.
Well, here's the problem, right? So if you think about Alex Cora, now people believe that Alex Cora could get an even larger suspension than what A.J. Hinch had. So Alex Cora's got a contract that runs, I think it's two more years than an option,
right?
A team option. So let's say it's a two-year suspension, which it very well could be. So now, all of a sudden, you, after 2 years of a new manager, you're going to bring this guy back?
I hadn't heard it would be that long. If you think it could be that long, that makes sense then. Because then there's no point.
But then, even if it's a year, you know, you've got a year with a different manager that you're bringing in. What the Astros had did is they elevated Joe Espada, the bench coach, I guess, is probably going to be the guy. But with the Red Sox, you know, now they're going to go look for another manager. It just seems like you can't, in baseball, with all the pressure there is to win, you can't just hit the pause button. You got to go out and get the right guy. And, you know, they moved on from Alex Cora and that's it. And now they don't have to worry about it. And they don't have to worry about the weirdness of him coming back after a large suspension and dealing with all of that stuff.
All true. To me, the Sean Payton example works. If you like your guy, you know, and meaning A.J. Hinch,
sure,
in this case,
yeah,
then I think the Astros could have, listen, your suspension, we got fined, but we believe in him, you know, especially if you believe that he was aware of it, tried to stop it. I guess you could certainly come down harsh on him for not fully stopping it, I guess. But same thing goes for what was going on with Sean Payton. They withstood the 1 year, brought him back, move on.
Yeah, but
Astros could have done that.
The thing that makes that a false equivalency for me, though, is that head coaches in football mean so much more to the success of a winning team than the manager in baseball, in my opinion.
That's
and
fair.
It's hard to get rid of a guy who has been as successful as Sean Payton or as successful as Bill Belichick. You know, when you're a baseball team, you know, Alex Cora, you know, the Red Sox won World Series before Alex Cora got there. Yeah, they won one with him as well. But, you know, a manager is a manager. Head football coach is the man. And especially the way that Major League Baseball is these days, where the general manager has so much power. All right, well, here we go again. There's people that are angry on the phones, and we're going to do that stuff as the day goes on. CeeLo is here. And we like to chronicle his mistakes when he joins us. That's a fun thing to do. He'll come in here and I'll have at least five or six awkward moments. And that's what we love about the great CeeLo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.